Who's Landon?
I think
it's Laban. Oh, I was going to like Landon? I was like, Michael Landon? I don't think he was in the Bible.
Laban,
okay. Or who else? Who else has an L word?
Lord.
Oh, we didn't hear that one earlier. M. Who is it? What did you say?
Leah.
Leah. Don't forget about Leah or Leah, depending on whether she's a princess or not. Who else? Lazarus. I can't believe you didn't pick the one I wanted. Who?
Levi.
Yeah, he makes some great jeans. Lydia. Yeah. Did you say Jerusalem?
Lucifer.
You know, stranger, that didn't even come into my mind. Who was Luke?
A guy?
The dude? He was one of the... And he's famous for what?
Because his name is Luke and he spelled it that way?
No. For that? Heard of the book of
Luke?
Oh, he's a gospel writer. Yeah. Luke, little did you know, little did you know, wrote not one book of the Bible, but two, not ten. Who? Bill Potter. The other book is that Luke wrote. Acts. Yeah. Luke. Not X.
Like an
act.
Like an act.
Like an actor.
Yeah.
Act. Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke, which is about Jesus, and Acts to be read one right after the other. The first part is about all the things Jesus did, and the second part is all the ways the disciples messed up afterwards. It's awesome! But Luke is particularly special because Luke was probably, we think, a physician or a healer. Spoken. Tax collectors think physician. And so he wrote with a particular way of looking at Jesus and the disciples. And he included some very... A lot of the other writers didn't include. That is an excellent question. I'm so glad that you asked. Like who? Well, like you. Yeah.
I don't remember seeing Yara in the Bible.
It's probably there. Yeah. Yeah. About you, about young people, about kids. You know, in the time of Jesus, kids were hardly... Do you know say that? They said, you know what?
You have to be what you
say. You're going to be a fisherman. Your kids are going to be fishermen. That's how it is. But Luke just wants to really look at how important young people are and how God loves people and women and children and how God loves those who are poor and weak. Not just the people who are most in power. So Luke was the one who really had the things that Jesus said about health. Maybe it was because he was a doctor. Maybe it was because he was just a good person. But that's one of the gifts that Luke brings. Yes.
So you're saying, so basically if Luke came over and he was still alive nowadays, he'd be telling Barack Obama to get all the homeless people into the White House. Right?
Absolutely.
Sure.
You say, Yara, I would say that it is most certainly true. He really cares about the calls us to do the same. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the words of Luke that remind us that even those who are the smallest among us are your greatest love. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.